Support for The Common comes from Bluey's Big Play. Join Bluey, Bingo, Bandit, and Chili in their first ever live stage show, a fun-filled show made for the whole family at the Box Center Wang Theater, May 18th and 19th. Tickets at boxcenter.org.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. WBUR Arts Editor Lauren Williams, welcome back to The Common.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be back.
Absolutely. How's everything? I feel like we haven't talked in a while.
I know. Time has gone fast. Things are good. The weather's changing. I'm here for it.
Yes, yes. The weather is indeed changing. Summer is pretty much over. It is time for the fall. And with fall comes the WBUR Fall Arts Guides. Lauren, as you can hear, I love this season.
Yes.
So I'm excited to hear what you all have for us over at the Arts Desk. Talk to us about these Fall Arts Guides.
So if you haven't checked out the art guides before, we publish these every season. It's a great tool for anyone looking to get engaged in the Boston art scene. And this season, we have 7 guides. There's theater, film festivals, dance, and more, all online. And they go through November, so we've got you covered.
Awesome, awesome. And these guides, they're written by some contributors who are experts in those areas, right?
Absolutely. We tap our contributors for this because they really understand the niches in Boston's art scene.
Okay. Well, to get us started with some highlights, let's talk about film. What's going on in the city?
Yeah. So our film festival guide is really good this season. There are a ton of things to choose from, but one that really stood out to me was the Cinefest Latino Boston. It starts soon. Yeah, it goes from September 27th through October 4th. And the festival features stories from the Latinx community on a global scale. So people from all over the world making films about their experiences. Mm-hmm. A film that really stood out to me is called You Were My First Boyfriend. It's showing on September 28th at the Emerson Theater, and it looks great, kind of about redoing the past and attempting to let go.
Got it. Okay. Now, this Cinefest Latino Boston, is this taking place all at the same place?
No. So the fest takes place all over the city at Art Emerson, the Coolidge Corner Theater, MFA Boston, and more. So definitely just check out the guides to see where you can catch a showing.
Okay, so that's Cinefest Latino Boston, September 27th through October 4th, happening at several places, so check the guide. And what else you have?
Yeah, another one coming up is IFF Boston Fall Focus. It's going to be later this season, but it's great. It's giving audiences a chance to watch award season contenders, and it's happening from October 19th through October 22nd.
Award season, like the Oscars?
Yes, indeed.
Give me some examples. What can people watch?
As the contenders haven't all been chosen yet, we're not sure, but of course there are the movies with buzz.
Oh, I'm early. I'm way early, aren't I?
But still, you know, we've got Oscar buzz. I saw Past Lives a couple weeks ago, and I think people are saying this is going to be an award winner.
What a good story this is. Childhood sweethearts who reconnect 20 years later and realize they were meant for each other. In the story, I would be the evil white American husband standing in the way of destiny.
That's the A24 movie, right?
Yeah, the writer is from Boston, actually. It's about two people who are kind of...
can never quite connect.
Exactly.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, so that's the IFF Boston Fall Focus, and IFF stands for Independent Film Festival. Shout out to the IFFB folks. And that is happening October 19th through the 22nd. And where's that happening?
This is happening at the Brattle Theater.
Okay, and this is happening at the Brattle Theater in Cambridge. So, folks, check that out. All right, where are we going next?
Next, we've got our visual art guide, our exhibition guide. This season, the arts in Boston are filled with new and old works exploring identity. And Daryl, I'm sure you know from the last times I've been on, I love art and I especially love Black art. So I want to highlight this exhibition coming up called Freedom to Say What I Please. It's from Faith Ringgold and it's at the Worcester Art Museum from October 7th through March 17th.
Okay. So not in Boston, but the Boston region, if we can be generous.
Yeah, I think it's worth a drive. There's also Inventing Isabella on at the Isabella Stewart Gardner and a Caribbean art exhibition at the ICA. Both of those begin in October.
Nice. We're going to take a break, but we'll be back with more from Lauren.
Bandit and Chili are coming to a theatre near you.
Do you want to play musical statues with us?
Join the Healers in their first ever live stage show, Bluey's Big Play.
Look, Mom, Dad's playing with us.
A fun-filled show made for the whole family. It's Bluey brought to real life. Book now for Bluey's Big Play. We can't wait to see you there.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with more from Lauren Williams. All right, so we got film festivals. We have art. Let's dance. Talk to me about what you're offering for dance.
Yeah, so as usual, our great offerings for dance in Boston this season. I'm especially excited about authentic flamenco. I love flamenco and think this event should be very special. The show originated in Spain, and it's making its Boston area appearance as part of an international tour. So you can expect vocalists, guitar, and of course, dancers. And this is on at the Greater Boston Stage Company.
And when is that?
That will be September 15th through the 24th.
All right. So folks, get on that because you have until the 24th, which is coming right up. And I hear there is a new Romeo and Juliet performance.
Yeah, you're spot on. What was old is new again at the Cabot Theater in Beverly. This will be from September 30th through October 1st. And in this production, audiences will vote on the ending.
So Romeo and Juliet don't have to die at the end.
They really don't. So we'll see what audiences choose.
Yeah. Hopefully the audience allows them to live, you know? Hopefully the ending changes. It's a
pretty sad
ending, you know? Very unnecessary.
It's unnecessary, and at this point, it's time. Let those folks be together, you know?
Okay, and that's at the Cabot Theater in Beverly on September 30th through October 1st.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm excited for this part, really excited for this part. Talk to us about the music.
Yeah, so we have a ton of music, starting with our classical music guide, which is vast. It has performances from companies like Rockport Music to choral singers at St. Paul's Church. The guide has pages of recommendations, so whatever your taste, you'll find it there. Go to the website to see. And then we also have contemporary offerings. This was written by our contributor, Charlie Riddell, who's really plugged in to the Boston DIY and indie scene. And one album he chose really stuck out to me. It's by a local musician named Izzy Helltie. The album's called Mostly Myself Again, and it's coming out October 20th. But the single he's released so far is incredible. And it's called Bad Time.
I don't think that you like me all that much, 'cause if you did,
I don't think you mind when I call at a bad time.
Okay, that is, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of melancholy. Fall melancholy. It's cold outside. I'm in my house in the warmth. I'm cozy. I just want to sit and reflect on things, you know? Slow down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it kind of fits the season. I like it.
And when I say melancholy, I don't mean like super sad, but I mean, you know, just...
Yeah, like really reflective.
Contemplative, you know?
Yeah, that's the word.
Pensive. Pensive. Maybe that's the word as well, you know? But anyways, shout out to Izzy Heltai for giving us some music to think and be in our feelings too. Well, Lauren, thank you so much for coming through to The Common and taking us through the Fall Arts Guides. And please remind us, what does it all cover again?
We've got theater, film festivals, books, dance, art exhibitions, new albums, and classical music offerings. So there is something for everyone and every mood.
Bet. And that takes us through November.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, Lauren, thank you so, so very much for coming through to The Common.
Thanks for having me.
That's WBUR arts editor Lauren Williams. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. Make sure you head over to WBUR.org and check out the 2023 Fall Arts Guides. And let us know what you are excited to watch, listen to, read, whatever it might be. Hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@WBUR.org. And now it is that time for me to let you know that The Common is produced by Caitlin Harrop and Franny Monahan, with help this week from Wilder Fleming. It's mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Vitkus. And it's edited by Samata Joshi and Ben Brock Johnson. Our theme music is Me from Hisu. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you soon.